I'm here to give you a map and a compass. And to help you learn how to use the map and the compass. To show you longitude and latitude. To get an accurate pace count with your stride. I'm not here to show you how to get there. I will give you tools, a map, and a compass. And this is what my therapists have been doing for me. They've been giving me the map and the compass. And I think for me personally, maybe it was I needed something deeper. Did I need someone to hold my hand while I walked through the woods? No, I don't think it was that. Did I need someone to respect me and listen to me empathically? Someone I could trust? Yes, that's what I needed. And that is what I have received with my somatic experience therapist and the cranial sacral therapist. One's a woman, one's a man. And I needed both energies. I'm speaking of divinity energies, which are existing both within one human. But I think I just needed both genders as well. Because that's how I see my mom and dad, their genders. I don't see the divinity energies in them. So I needed both. I needed both of those genders to be kind, to be empathic, to be gentle, to show me respect, to show me love, to listen, to nurture, to help me get back to my calm, which is what they are both doing really well. And I am very appreciative of both of them. So that was part of the tools that I needed. It wasn't just these tangible things that I needed. It was behavior. It was their behavior. It made more of a profound impact on me. Than all the other stuff I've been doing for several years now. And there's a saying out there about how you make someone feel is what they remember about you. And that is so true. We can relate this to our parents. We can relate this to friends we no longer talk to, friends that we still talk to. We can relate this to relationships we're in, relationships that are no longer. We can relate this to strangers we meet at the grocery store, on the sidewalk, at the park, at the playground, at the museum, at the lake, at the pond, around the corner from our house. How we make each other feel. Or how a person perceives how we talk to them and treat them is more important than anything. And that's why it's very important to do our best to treat people well. Thank you.